Go, Bubba.
Hey, okay, in 4 BWA. How you doing, Jim?
BWA, KO4LAO. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'll just say I'm just finer than frog hair.
For Christmas, you can't beat that.
So, what are you doing out and about? I thought you were still a working stiff.
I'm headed over to see a buddy of mine over in Easley.
Fun break.
Yeah. Work with a company that I work for now, and he used to be our boss man, and now we're kind of working together on some things occasionally. I'm still doing it. I'm not full time, but I've still got my hand in it.
Well, you know, I live about 4 miles south of Highway 11, and according to the famous or infamous, whichever way you decide to look at them, weather prognosticators, they're saying by about noon today, the clouds are going to shrink and the sun's going to break out from the north and the south, converging on about where I live. So I am hoping that the temperature is going to creep up enough to where I can go fly this afternoon.
Dang, I thought we were supposed to get some more rain.
Success.
Out the neighborhood. Oh, hey, how you doing, Dave? Now, the weather is supposed to come in late this evening, and we're supposed to get anywhere from 1.5 to 3 inches of rain from about, what time is it? From about 9 o'clock tonight until mid-morning on Thursday morning.
Yeah, but go ahead.
Morning, Jim. Name here is Dave. I don't want any more rain. Come on now. Yeah, I gotta get up on my tower and get this work done. Goodness. Steve, go ahead.
Dave, are you like me? I'm getting moldy.
No. I shower twice a month, 1st and 15th. Unlike you old guys. You know, you old guys get moldy. I don't.
Jim.
The antenna dried out yesterday. I'm trying to keep it from getting wet.
Yeah, well, some of us already, you know, are ahead of the curve, and we have our antennas up.
Yeah. Well, I went and got a nice 10.5-foot pole over there at Metal Supermarket right there in Lyman, and I got the bracket now that I borrowed from Chad, so I'm ready, willing, and able as long as this weather holds up a little bit. I don't want to get blown off the tower. Anyway, go ahead, Jim. KB2HXS, mobile. Heading towards Simpsonville.
If we can get some sunshine this afternoon, that'd be awesome.
Better than my wife wringing me out like an old cloth, you know, trying to dry me out.
I close that door. You keep leaving the door open too much. Has no comment. My antennas are dry. My wire antenna works fine. My vertical works fine. Just got to get it up on top of the tower. Make it work even better. Finer than a frog hair. We're split three ways. Jim?
In real troubles yesterday. I was trying to do some voice, and then digital. In the middle of the digital, it would the SWR would just go out of sight and then, stop all my digital transmission. So it took me a while to figure out. It was a little moisture somewhere and maybe a loose connection, but sure did stop the show yesterday.
What were you working, FT8?
Working some voice and then doing some Mars stuff.
Yeah, that does sound like a moisture problem.
Well, it seemed to be that's what it was. I went out there and shook my transformer a little bit there, you know, got an infit half wave there. And just redid the connections and tightened it all up pretty good, and that seemed to make a difference.
I know good and well you've heard of it, but have you ever used the spray electrical tape?
Of it? Now, are you talking about that stuff that they advertise on TV, or is that a different product?
I can't pick this up except for in electrical departments, and it's made by 3M. And a liquid rubber sealant with dielectric built into it. You know, it's a dielectric spray rubber sealant.
Try that out. Which store around here carries that?
Who's was carrying it? I'm not sure they still are. They may have a different version of it. But you go to the electrical department and you look down there under the 3M racks. I just don't buy that cheap electrical tape that you see on the racks. And I buy the 3M, the Scotch 33 or the 33 Plus. I get the good stuff. And right underneath there, you'll find that spray.
Thanks. I'll have to check that out because I definitely need to use that.
That stuff before, haven't you?
I have not. I've used like a butyl tape. What I've done is I've wrapped my connectors with, the good electrical tape, and you put the rubber tape over top of that. This way it's easier to peel off. You just send a knife through it and peel it back. But no, I haven't used that spray stuff. Gentlemen, I've got to back out. I've got to make a quick phone call to my customer, let them know I'm just about there. So you guys carry on without me. Steve, back over to you, KB2HX, 73 for now.
Hey, buddy, go out there and be a dirty rotten capitalist, make some good money, and I will talk to you again soon. And I'll hit you on a landline about the rest of that here, maybe this afternoon. Yep, 73. So, Jim, you need to try some of that electrical spray tape, buddy. That stuff, it really works great, especially for waterproofing.
Report this afternoon.
The spray, I mean, you can hit every angle and it just seals everything completely. You know, when you use roll tape or even the stuff that Dave was talking about, I try to do a good job with my taping. I've been doing it for, since 1970. But, you can always leave that little gap.
Is the spray stuff hard to get off?
If you spray it on a PL259 coupler, you just take a pair of pliers and loosen it up, and it'll break the seal, and it'll come right off. Now, you don't ever get it completely off to where it looks shiny like a new PL259, but, hey, once you spray seal something, that's not the idea, is to get it clean and pretty new again like it was. But the nice part about this is if you need to break the seal on something, then you can break the seal on it, separate it, check out all the connections, put it back together, and then just spray around that joint, and it's sealed again.
Got any big plans this afternoon besides flying?
For a fact, I work with x-ray equipment, and this podiatrist friend of mine has got it looks just exactly like a barber's chair. I mean, something from the 1920s and 30s. Hydraulic, and, it's that beige color and armrests and big footrest out there in front of it. Man, it's kind of neat. And I'm going to pick that up this afternoon since it's not going to be pouring rain. So, I'm going to go get that thing and set it up in my man cave, and I'm going to have me a spot where I can throw my feet up and relax.
And those little barber chairs are pretty interesting.
They're meant to be comfortable, too. So, I'll put that in my man cave with all my hobby stuff, and since it's an antique and it really, really old. I think this was from the 1940s, and it still works. It works great.
When I was a kid, I started out working in a barbershop shining shoes, and they were clippers, where you squeeze them with a hand, and I just wondered how those guys ever got through doing all that haircutting and stuff without electric clippers. KO4LEO.
Yay. It's if anybody was to ever have carpal tunnel syndrome, it seems like those would be the guys that would have had it.
Yeah, I mean, our guys, our barbers there, they had the real, you know, look like pharmacist jackets, you know, and old-time country barbershop, and it was something else. And old farmers would come in with muddy boots, and I think for 50 cents, I'd clean them up.
Those days, that was pretty good money. You'd do two or three or four an hour, you had $2, and man, you were in the money at that point, weren't you?
Back in 60 or maybe 70, 71, somewhere around in there.
Good memories, don't it?
Good. I'm out here on the highway on 123 headed towards Easley, and I tell you what, there's all kinds of housing developments coming up out this way.
Went into an area I hadn't been into in about 10 years. It's over in Greenville, on the east side of Greenville. My gosh, houses, as far as I could see, and it used to be nothing but farmland.
It's going to get crowded around here.
Hey, I used to live off of East North Street, and then I moved out to Greer at the Greer Country Club. That got too crowded for me, so my wife and I went from Greer Country Club to 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road, and now that's starting to get a little bit crowded.
And I are looking right now to maybe move out of the downtown Travelers Rest area and move up towards your way up there. We're just, property's hard to find, though.
Difficult to find. Hey, so you live in Travelers Rest?
Well, from where you lived, I think you told me once before you were off Little Texas Road there or something once upon a time.
Yeah, I lived up at the very top of Little Texas, and boy, that was in a different millennium. Yeah, up there, as you cross over the top, there was a little single road housing development in there. And that was the first house I ever bought. That was in 1980.
I was nothing but a young lieutenant wet behind the ears trying to get through pilot training.
And boy, that was fun too, wasn't it? It was an adventure. So what did you finally get assigned to? What type aircraft?
Air Command flying as a co-pilot in KC-135s.
Air fueling?
I did that and later went to KC-10s, and that's, boy, that was a nice jet to fly. It still is.
I know there was a transition, and a guy I went to high school with, he went in 77 or 8, and it was either MATS or MAC, you know, military air transport or military air cargo, which?
Military Airlift Command, then 92, everybody trans over, so we had the tanker airlift guys went to what was the new Air Mobility Command, and all the fighter bomber guys went to Air Combat Command. So it was global reach and then global power. It's still that way today.
Transmission, not a transmission, a transition where they changed everything up. And I know he, in 93, he was flying C-5s over to the Middle East. And transporting all kinds of different things, you know, for supply and all that. So would that have been military Airlift Command, or would that have been, what would that have been?
Second there, Steve, AO4LAO, just a minute.
Roger that. PWA, standing by.
Easily, and we've got power lines and stuff around here, and it's messing up my signal.
Now, we're going to have to call the mayor about that.
Now, over.
Loud and clear. Yeah, we're going to have to call the mayor about that.
Ask your question again.
93, when we went into the Middle East with Schwarzkopf, he was flying everything in the book almost round the clock out of Charleston over there. So what would that have been? Would that have been Mac?
SAC went away, and Mac became Air Mobility Command, and then SAC turned into Strike Command, which is still there today. So all the nuclear assets went to Strike Command, like all the missile guys, and then all the bomber guys went to Air Combat Command.
Now, he was taking stuff over, like vehicles, and I mean, just everything in the book.
You know, the build-up, they started really in 91, Desert Shield, and then just after Christmas, it turned into Desert Storm.
All up involved in that. I think he's, I'm 99% sure he's retired out now. And I think he came out as a, either a light or a bird.
You know, a lot of guys, I mean, they really, the Air Force had a deal where they were pushing guys down in rank a little bit. Most guys that would have made 06 were probably only went to 05, and that was just there was a big committee there in the Senate where I guess John McCain was part of that and some other guys where they were just saying, hey, the Air Force has got too many colonels, got to reduce that down. So that was back in the days of General Joe Ralston, who was a pretty good guy actually. And so, you know, consequently, a lot of guys didn't make 06. It was mostly wing commanders and that kind of stuff that got a chance to move up.
He got moved up, and like I said, he, I can't remember whether he made it up to bird or not. No, I mean, up to full colonel or not, but anyhow, he did very well. And, anyhow, I haven't seen him in probably 10 or 15 years. I got to round that boy up.
I'm going to say 73 to you. I'm getting very close to my destination, so I got to start paying attention to what I'm doing here. But it's good to talk to you this morning, and hope you enjoy flying this afternoon.
As a matter of fact, that's perfect timing because I just pulled into the house. So you keep those drones rolling there, big guy, and I will talk to you again soon. Enjoyed it. 73s. KM4VWA, clear after your final.
KKO4LEO, 73, we'll talk to you later. I'm clear.
Q4CRG. Can I get a radio check?
4ZRG, you're full quieting into the repeater. Send Gerald TR.
Hey, Dad, just checking out an antenna I just throwed up, just making sure it's getting out there. I appreciate the come back. You got Robert over here in Spartanburg, usually in Bowling Springs.
Well, the wife's got the mixing machine going on and off over here. She's making Christmas goodies. So if you hear a hum, it's not in my radio. There, she just started it. My name's Tom, and I'm in Greer.
I think I might have talked to you a time before. I didn't get the call sign. Us old people are kind of slow, you know.
I know the feeling. I'm 47 years old and dyslexic, Robert. I get the numbers kind of reversed at times, so I know what that old age is. It's a rare disease and more contagious than COVID, H-E-E.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'll be 65 on the next birthday there. Tom, don't feel too bad. If you're 45, you're doing good. You got a good long way to go, though. Well, Merry Christmas to you there, Rascal 73 Steve. You have a good rest of the day. We're going to get back to work. KQ4CRG will be clear on your final.
KQ4CRG, and Gerald TR. Yeah, Robert, I said 47 and dyslexic. I'm 74. I get the numbers reversed. So I'm already retired and a little bit ahead of you there. You take care. Nice to talk to you this morning. It's cold out there, 43 degrees. Thought it was going to be warmer than that. This is N0TR, clear. EJC, N0TR. 4QLG, N0TR. Good morning, N0TR, clear.
K4GRD, mobile on Echo Link, going through Charlotte, monitoring. N2SUV, N2SUV, here is KI4GRD. Are you out there, Jim? N2SUV, N2SUV, here is KI4GRD, listening.